From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message called Living for God in the Light of Our Blessings, part of this series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 24, Joshua is rehearsing before the children of Israel God's mighty acts, bringing them into the promised land and giving them victory over their enemies. Joshua was fully aware of their tendency to wander off and to forget what the Lord had done, and so he challenged them to choose whom they would serve, the Lord God or the gods of the nations around them. God had saved Israel out of the hand of their enemies, and had kept them through the wilderness and through the battles for the promised land. Likewise, every believer in Jesus Christ can testify to God's ability to save and to keep. In addition, the Lord has richly endowed His people with His presence and with His power. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, and verse 22. Have faith in God. Faith is the foot of the soul by which it can march along the road of the commandments. Love can make the feet move more swiftly, but faith is the foot which carries the soul. Faith is the oil enabling the wheels of holy devotion and of earnest piety to move well. And without faith, the wheels are taken from the chariot and we drag heavily. With faith I can do all things. Without faith I shall have neither the inclination nor the power to do anything in the service of God. If you would find the men who serve God the best, you must look for the men of the most faith. Little faith will save a man, but little faith cannot do great things for God. Poor little faith could not have fought Apollyon. It needed Christian to do that. Poor little faith could not have slain giant despair. It required Greatheart's arm to knock that monster down. Little faith will go to heaven, most certainly, but it often has to hide itself in a nutshell, and it frequently loses all but its jewels. Little faith says, "It is a rough road, beset with sharp thorns and full of dangers. I am afraid to go." But great faith remembers the promise, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be." And so she boldly ventures. Little faith stands desponding, mingling her tears with the flood. But great faith sings, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee." And she fords the stream at once. Would you be comfortable and happy? Would you enjoy religion? Would you have the religion of cheerfulness and not that of gloom? Then have faith in God. If you love darkness and are satisfied to dwell in gloom and misery, then be content with little faith. But if you love the sunshine and would sing songs of rejoicing, covet earnestly this best gift, great faith.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
There are Christians running around all over the show, and they're stopping this one and that one and that one and the other one, looking for an answer. You're not going to get your answer in the multitude of voices in the world. Go to the sanctuary. They have said, I went into the sanctuary and I saw their end. I saw their end. The feet of the ungodly are in slippery passes, and they're just one slip away from hell. Do not be fooled, and do not allow the trial of your life, in contrast to the supposed ease of their life, drive you from the Lord. As you go into the sanctuary, He'll keep you in the time of trial. The passage shows us also that He keeps us from every evil device of the enemy. Pharaoh tried to kill the children of Israel off, and he failed. The Amorites tried to kill them off, and they failed. Balaam tried to curse them, and he failed. Then the men of Jericho, and then the nations of Canaan, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Girgashites, the Hittites, they all came and they tried to overcome Israel, but they failed. Why? Because of what the Lord did. The Lord kept them from every device of the enemy. And He hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the scripture. Greater is He that is in you. The Lord always causeth us to triumph in the Lord Jesus Christ. His people overcome the old serpent, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Because the Lord says, I am on your side. Isn't this what we were reading this morning in the 118th Psalm? It was in the form of a question in the Psalm. It's translated as a statement when it's quoted in the New Testament. We may say, indeed, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Paul quotes as, I will not fear what man can do unto me. Thank God today He keeps us from every device of the enemy. So He has saved us, He has kept us, and He has richly endowed us. He has given us His presence. That's very clear in this passage. The Lord's presence was with His people. Did not the Lord Jesus say, I am with you always? Is this promise not holding good today? I will not fail you or forsake you. We can say with the psalmist in the 27th Psalm, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will pick me up. Thank God for the gift of the Lord's presence. When you look at the passage we read, you discover that the Lord's presence teaches us a very, very valuable lesson. Verse 12 says, I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. Now notice that. The Lord says, I sent my army before you. I drove them out. You didn't get the victory over Sihon and Og through your bow or your spear or your armed forces. Now stop a minute. When you read the history of that time, Israel actually did have to fight Sihon and Og. They did send their soldiers into the field. They did use their bow. They did use their sword. So what does the Lord mean? I'll tell you very simply what He means. In the battles of life, we must exert every effort. But our battles are not won by our efforts, but by the Lord. If you can learn those, to put those two things together. Mr. Spurgeon used to tell his students that when he preached as if it all depended on him. He put everything that he had mentally and physically into the preaching of the Word of God. When he prayed knowing that it all depended on God. You see, the Lord's power is what gives us the victory. The Lord's moving is what gives us the victory. Without me, you can do nothing. It is not by might, it is not by power, it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. But the Lord does not exert His power for a people who are not willing to exert their power in the work of God. In other words, we can't simply sit back and say in evangelism, for instance, well, it's all up to the Lord. I don't need to witness, for it's up to the Lord. I don't need to pray, for it's all up to the Lord. Hasn't the Lord predestinated? Hasn't the Lord elected? Well, why pray? Why pray? Why serve? Why preach? Why do anything? Man, what a bunch of hypocrites people are. The same people who talk that way, you know, they also believe that God, in His predestination, has covered every eventuality in life. But I don't see them standing out there in the middle of the railroad track saying, now I wonder, should I get off the track before this locomotive arrives or should I not? I wonder if I lie down across the rails as it comes, will I die or will I live? No, no, they don't. When they hear that thing coming, they make sure they get off the tracks as quickly as possible. You see, God's eternal purpose and man's activity are not at enmity one with the other. God has purposed to work through His people. In the battles of life and in the battle for truth, God calls us to expend our effort, to spend and be spent for Him, to give all we are and have to the work of God, to take our stand as if it all depended on us, knowing all the time that the victory will not be by our strength but by His. You know what an encouragement that gives? Because God can take them, the weakest, and use them mightily. And isn't that what He is delighted to do throughout history? Didn't Paul tell the Corinthians that? You see your calling, brethren. How many of us are noble? We don't have blue blood in our veins. We haven't come from the aristocracy. We're not among the great of the world. So the world would discount us. No, no, Paul says, you see your calling. God has chosen the weak and the foolish and the things that are nothing. God has chosen to use them that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of men. That God may have all the glory and Christ would be greatly honored. So He has given us His presence and He's given us His power. I brought you out. Notice, I brought and they fought. The Lord brought us out and brought us in, and the enemy fought all along the way. But the Lord says, I gave them into your hand. I destroyed them. Verse 10, I delivered you. Verse 11, I delivered them into your hand. Verse 12, I sent the hornets. Verse 13, I have given. Notice the exertion of the power of God. He has given us His presence. He has given us His power. And I say to you this morning, if you give us those two things, God gives us those two things in the church, There's nothing in heaven, earth, or hell will ever stop us. The presence, the power of God. Look at the book of the Acts of the Apostles. What was it that marked the early church? Remember, Saul of Tarsus hadn't yet been converted. So the greatest intellect in the early church was not yet among the people. I have no doubt that many of the apostles were men of native intellect. I can't believe that Peter and Paul were imbeciles, or Peter and John, sorry, were imbeciles. Far from it. But they were not educated men. They were fishermen. But what did they have? The presence and the power of God. The presence and the power of God. That's what they had. I think that when Mr. Barnes was here, it was mentioned that he had just completed a biography of Ulster's great evangelist, W.P. Nicholson. We hope to have those here in the next week or so. W.P. Nicholson was a converted seaman, as rough as they come. Uneducated, oh, he went to Bible school, but he was never what the world would call an educated minister. Except in the things of God, he knew how to pray, as few men did. Uncouth, I would say, in modern churches, Nicholson would not get much of a hearing until God started to move, because it was the same in those days. Everybody said, oh, this man's so uncouth. What could you expect? What could you expect? I'll tell you one thing. When the presence and power of God were manifested in the 1920s in Northern Ireland, single-handedly, that man turned civil war into revival. In Australia, in New Zealand, here in the United States of America, this uncouth, unlearned seaman with the presence and the power of God saw thousands and thousands of people converted to Jesus Christ. Bless God for His presence, His power, His great provision. I have given you, I have richly endowed you. This is what the Lord hath done for us.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. 877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.